Praised be Jesus and Mary. We're celebrating the votive mass of Our Lady of La Salette today because it was on this date, September 19th, in 1846, that Our Lady appeared to two young shepherds, Melanie and Maximin, on the heights of the mountain of La Salette in France. And they heard her voice from more than 50 feet away, telling them to come forward and not be afraid. And she was there to announce great news to them. Actually, the public message of La Salette foretold chastisements for France. She told them that for people did not cease to profane the day of the Lord, to take His name in vain, and to mock religion, that their potatoes would turn to dust, and their nuts would spoil, and their grapes would rot, and worst of all, little children would die in the arms of their parents from a sickness never before seen. And all of these predictions came to pass. Our Lady also told them that, you know, if people were converted, that the very stones and rocks would become wheat, and potatoes would be found sown in the ground. And Melanie was told to make known her secret after the year 1858. And she published it herself in the face of great difficulties. It was important back then, and it remains important for the church today to be aware of its contents. And here's a short summary of the secret of La Salette. The Blessed Virgin announced that it was primarily the defections of the church that would bring down a chastisement on the world. God is going to strike in an unprecedented manner, and no one will be able to escape so many concerted woes. Many will abandon the faith, and the number of priests and religious who will separate themselves from the true religion will be great. Many religious institutes will lose the faith entirely and will cause the loss of many souls. The church will pass through a frightful crisis. The Holy Father will suffer greatly. I will be with him to the end, to receive his sacrifice. For a time, God will not remember France or Italy because the gospel of Jesus Christ is no longer known. But the prayers, penance, and tears of the just will ascend to heaven, and the entire people of God will beg for pardon and mercy, and will ask my assistance and my intercession. Then Jesus Christ, by an act of his justice and his mercy toward the just, will intervene, and there will be peace and reconciliation of God. Charity will flourish everywhere. The gospel will be preached everywhere, and men will make great progress in the faith. There will be unity among the workers of Jesus Christ, and men will live in the fear of God. Our Lady also said that Rome will lose the faith and will become the seat of the Antichrist. She calls her children to fight for God in the days of darkness and sin by concluding, "I address an urgent appeal to the earth. I summon the true disciples of God who lives and reigns in heaven. I summon the true imitators of Christ made man, the one true Savior of men. I summon my children, my true devotees, those who have given themselves to me so that I might lead them to my divine Son, those whom I carry, so to speak, in my arms, those who have lived according to my spirit. Finally, I summon the apostles of the latter times, the faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, who have lived in scorn of the world and of themselves, in poverty and in humility, in contempt and in silence, in prayer and mortification, in chastity and in union with God, in suffering and unknown to the world. It is time for them to arise and come forth to enlighten the earth." May we all cooperate with the grace to heed Our Lady's plea.